Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 805 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, Ukraine marked Victory in Europe Day. For the first time, it was marked on 8th of May and not together with Russia on 9th. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, in his evening video address, expressed gratitude to all those who have been, quote-unquote, eliminating the consequences of the Russian Nazis' attack in various regions of Ukraine. Vinnytsia, Ivano-Frankivsk, Lviv, Zaporizhia, Poltava, Kirovohrad. This is how the Kremlin marks the end of World War II in Europe, with a massive attack, with its attempts to break the lives of our people, with its Nazism, unquote. The president informed that almost 60 Russian missiles and more than 20 Shahed drones were launched in just one day, aiming against the energy system of Ukraine. Energy objects were damaged in 6 regions of the country. Ukraine energy operator Ukrenergo again called on citizens to save energy in the evening hours and limited energy provision to businesses and industry. The head of state heard reports by the Minister of Defense of Ukraine and the Commander-in-Chief. Volodymyr Zelensky outlined current priorities, positions at the front, the physical protection of people and communities, and the disruption of any attempts at Russian offensive. Earlier, Nazar Voloshin, spokesperson for the Hortitsa Operational Strategic Group, informed that units of the armed forces of Ukraine have blocked the assault groups of the Russian army that broke through the town of Krasnohorivka in Donetsk Oblast, reports Army Inform. Voloshin stated that as of now, the Russian groups are cut off from ammunition supply. They are inside the refractory plant. Quote, our defenders fully keep both Krasnohorivka and its outskirts under fire control. Over the past day, the defenders killed about 30 Russians who were approaching the settlement, unquote. Near Nevelsky, Russians are also entering in small groups, conducting counterattacks, which are being repelled by Ukrainian troops. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday afternoon, Russia conducted a strike against the city of Kharkiv, reports Deutsche Welle. In the result of the attack, Russian troops hit the grounds of a school sports stadium. At least 7 people were injured, including 4 children, a girl aged 8, 2 boys aged 14, and a boy aged 15. The strike reportedly caused damage to a school and neighboring residential buildings. A criminal investigation has been opened into the attack. Law enforcement personnel and bomb technicians are now attempting to determine what type of ammunition the Russians used to strike the city. The Ukrainian parliament, Verkhovna Rada, backed a bill that would allow the voluntary mobilization of certain categories of convicts, reports Ukrainska Pravda. MP Olena Shuliak told Ukrainska Pravda that the following groups will not be eligible to join the armed forces of Ukraine. Those who have committed premeditated murder, rapists and pedophiles, corrupt officials, those who have committed treason, and those who have been convicted for drug-related crimes. Shuliak added that all other prisoners who could potentially be mobilized would be subject to the same condition. They must have no more than 3 years of their sentence left to serve. The decision on whether a prisoner may be released on parole for mobilization will be made solely by the court, and will be based on the approval of the medical board, the enlistment office, and the military unit where the person will serve. As military personnel, former prisoners will serve exclusively in specialized military units under administrative supervision of the commander. Head of the Servant of the People faction in the parliament, David Arachamia, said that up to 15,000 to 20,000 people could be mobilized this way. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.